Could be another night of political fireworks tonight as the Republican presidential candidates gather in New Hampshire for a debate at Dartmouth College. A new poll out yesterday by Harvard University and St. Anselm College shows former Governor Mitt Romney well ahead of the other candidates in New Hampshire. Tonight's debate is the first held in the state since June, but there might be a larger issue at play here, whether New Hampshire is still a make-or-break primary. As WBUR's Fred Tice reports, it's a hotly debated issue among political operatives.
Chris Buck thinks the only reason some candidates are in New Hampshire tonight is because there is a debate.
The candidates are making a very rational decision. I need to appeal to a national audience, I need to get on TV, and I need to be in debates.
And so what's happening, Buck says, is that the candidates this year are not bothering with campaigning in New Hampshire.
Michelle Bachmann has not been in the state for several months. Herman Cain was criticized early on for not accepting the paradigm that you simply go to Iowa and New Hampshire, that's the way it's done. People in New Hampshire were scratching their heads. They were saying, does Mr. Cain care about the first-in-the-nation primary? You know, what is he doing? But I think the wisdom of his strategy has actually been proven out in the sense that he has been on every debate stage.
Buck knows this all too well. His candidate, Thad McCotter, tried it the old-fashioned way, campaigning for months in Iowa and New Hampshire. McCotter is a Republican congressman from Michigan who never did well enough in the polls to get invited to any of the debates. Last month, he dropped out before most people had even heard of him, leaving Buck without a job.
I think we're seeing the demise, the slow demise of the New Hampshire primary. And the reason I say that is because if you are a campaign manager, you are going to advise your client, the candidate, that the thing that they most need to do is appeal to the national media and appeal to the polls. That is the clear path to success.
But most political operatives still think New Hampshire matters. History is their guide. Ever since there's been a New Hampshire primary, no Republican presidential candidate has ever gotten the nomination without coming first or second in the state.
Yeah, I mean, there's just no example of any Republican candidate winning the nomination and bypassing New Hampshire. I mean, if you're interested in actually winning the nomination, it just doesn't seem to be the way to go.
Fergus Cullen, a former chairman of the state Republican Party, thinks New Hampshire is actually going to matter more this year because it's so similar to the way the rest of the country is going to vote.
New Hampshire is an open primary, so a registered independent or somebody who's undeclared can vote in either primary. There's no Democratic contest to speak of, so anyone who's politically minded is going to participate in the Republican primary.
So studying the choices of the voters in New Hampshire, Cullen believes, will give us a good indication of how the Republican candidates will fare in the national contest. For example, Sean Mamone, an independent blue-collar guy who is Mount Vernon's deputy fire chief. He's got pumpkins drying out in the cool autumn breeze blowing across his deck and campaign literature piling up in his mailbox.
The literature, starting to read through it more, it's not going right into the recycle bin. Personally, it's made me kind of start researching the candidates a little bit more.
He got anti-union flyers from Ron Paul.
I am a union firefighter.
And that means he won't be voting for Ron Paul. Rick Perry's lost his vote, too.
He's too tied up. It appears to be too in with the Tea Party, possibly. And he just seems to be a little too far to the right. I don't want to swing back to the left because financially this country and the state can't afford it. We need some moderation. I just think he's too far.
Mamone says beyond casting out Rick Perry and Ron Paul, he doesn't know yet who he'll vote for. If New Hampshire's independent voters are a good bellwether for the nation, then Mitt Romney's chances are looking very good. Nettie Fiorini is an independent voter in Rochester. In recent weeks, she's been impressed by Romney's performance in televised debates.
He just presents so eloquently, and I think as time has gone on, he is looking more polished. There's obviously tension between he and Perry, but I think that the way he presents himself is very presidential, very polished.
Fiorini is pretty much consistent with most voters who say they're going to vote in the Republican primary. Rick Perry's fortunes have tumbled in the polls. New Hampshire's independent voters have gotten a taste, and they've spit him out. Meanwhile, the more they try Romney, the more they like his flavor. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.